Welcome back to the Family Bands and Beyond on GDRadio.net, featuring the Allman Brothers Band. On October 29th, 1971, not long after the At Fillmore East album was certified gold, Duane Allman was killed in a motorcycle accident in Macon, Georgia. The loss of one of their founding members was hard for the group to bear, but they decided to carry on. Meanwhile, the album continued to get FM radio airplay, with stations even playing the 13 and 23-minute selections. Dickie Betts filled Duane's former role in completing the album, Eat a Peach. This album was much softer and wistful in tone, with songs such as Melissa and Ain't Wastin' Time No More, and ends with the 34-minute Mountain Jam, which was recorded during the Fillmore East concerts.
Maybe sometimes then you don't. But leave your mind alone and just get high. Oh yeah.
Just over a year later, on November 11, 1972, Barry Oakley died from head injuries from another motorcycle accident only 3 blocks from the site of Duane's accident. He was replaced by Lamar Williams in time to finish the next album, Brothers and Sisters, in 1973. The album contained one of the group's best-known hits, Ramblin' Man, which reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 as a single.
Was born a rambling man. My father was a gambler down in Georgia.
By now, the Allman Brothers Band had become one of the top concert draws in the country. Probably their most celebrated performance of the era took place on July 28, 1973 at the Summer Jam at Watkins Glen, New York. In a joint appearance with the Grateful Dead and the band, an estimated 600,000 people made it to the racetrack where this massive outdoor festival took place. Personality conflicts started to tear the band apart, however. Greg Allman and Dickie Betts both began solo careers, while Allman married Cher and separated shortly thereafter. All in a storm of publicity, drug abuse took its toll on the entire band. Musically, Betts was pulling in an opposite direction, with Allman trying to mediate. The tension resulted in an uneven win, lose, or draw in 1975, with some members not participating on all tracks or doing so only from afar. The few standout tracks include a stop-start take on Muddy Waters' Can't Lose What You Never Had, Betts' instrumental High Falls, and Allman's Jackson Brown-influenced title song. The band still managed to limp along until 1976, when Greg Allman was arrested on federal drug charges and agreed to testify against a friend and former tour manager and bodyguard for the band, John Scooter Herring.
Sweet love.
The Allman Brothers Band reunited in 1986 for a pair of benefit concerts for promoter Bill Graham in New York and Macon. Allman, Betts, Truck, Leval, Dan Toler, they all performed together, but no subsequent reunion plans for the band were made. The following year, the Greg Allman Band and the Dickie Betts Band co-headlined a theater and club tour. After each band played a set of music, Betts, Allman, and the Tolers performed a closing set of Allman Brothers music together. In 1989, the Allman Brothers reunited and returned to popular consciousness of the American public. Spurred by Greg's recent FM radio success, the release of archival material by PolyGram, and the start of regular appearances on the American Summer Outdoor Amphitheater circuit. Warren Haynes joined Originals Allman, Betts, Jaimo, and Trucks. Leval opted to go on tour again with the Rolling Stones, with whom he'd been a touring member since 1982. After the 20th anniversary tour, the band signed to Epic Records and released Seven Turns in 1990, which got excellent reviews. This was followed by Neil's departure and a series of moderately selling but critically well-received albums, including Shades of Two Worlds in 1991 and Where It All Begins in 1994, which was certified gold in 1998, both featuring new percussionist Mark Quinones. Warren Haynes and Alan Woody formed their own side project, Government Mule, in 1994. In 1995, the band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 1996, they won the Grammy Award for Best Rock Instrumental Performance for Jessica. When Haynes and Woody decided to concentrate full-time on Government Mule in 1997, Haynes was replaced on guitar by Jack Pearson, while Woody was replaced on bass by Oteil Burbridge. Derek Trucks, nephew of original brother Butch Trucks, replaced Pearson in 1999. The Allman Brothers Band were and still are one of the most exciting live bands to ever hit the stage. They became road warriors with a vengeance and left devoted fans wherever they went. The Allman Brothers Band reflects so many great sentiments about music, their originality, their determination, not to be confined musically or stylistically, but instead to forge their own way and make music that moved them, music that moved the audience. They had a devotion to the road and an understanding that beyond pleasing yourself as an artist, the only other consideration should be the people, the fans who come to hear you. And I leave you tonight on their 40th anniversary and their Beacon Run. Eric Clapton joined them on stage to perform Layla on March 20th, 2009. Enjoy.
and you people. Y'all are the best.
The Family Bands and Beyond is produced by John Whalen and Sandy Hall. Theme song performed by Wake the Dead. Visit the show's website at www.familybandsandbeyond.net.